This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. The United States military in Iraq launched a joint raid targeting suspected Islamic State group militants in the country's western desert that killed at least 15 people and saw several American troops injured. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more.
The U.S. military's Central Command alleged that militants were armed with numerous weapons, grenades, and explosive suicide belts during the attack. An Iraqi military statement said among the dead were key ISIS leaders without identifying them. It added all hideouts, weapons, and logistical support were destroyed, explosive belts were safely detonated, and important documents and devices were seized. The U.S. forces have been fighting the Islamic State for years after dislodging the militants from their self-declared caliphate across Iraq and Syria. The casualties from this raid were higher than in previous ones, but officials added that there was no indication any of them were civilians. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Gaza's health ministry says it has begun a three-day campaign to inoculate children in Gaza against polio. It starts a day before the large-scale vaccine rollout and planned pause in fighting agreed to by Israel and the United Nations World Health Organization. Health workers aim to administer vaccines to some 640,000 Palestinian children. Meanwhile, Palestinians in both the Hamas-governed enclave and the occupied West Bank are reeling from Israel's ongoing military offensives. At a news conference, the World Health Organization Director General says vaccines are on the way to countries affected by Mpox.
The safety and efficacy of vaccines are our highest priority. We will not take shortcuts.
The WHO says Mpox outbreaks in Africa could end in as little as 6 months. For expanded coverage and more stories, go to voanews.com 24 hours a day or follow Voice of America on social media.